Much in life is about negotiation, so it's a good idea to learn to do it well. Craig McGregor from the Guildford Business College runs a one-day negotiation skills course, and he believes that the first place to start is by understanding what's actually meant by negotiation.
I guess what it means to most people is getting the best possible outcome from a given opportunity. That could be a commercial transaction, it could be a decision about life or career. It's really two or more parties arriving at a satisfactory conclusion.
Is it about winning something, or is that not really the key aim?
Winning, I think, suggests an idea of measurability and different currencies you might be using. So certainly in business, I'd say be winning in terms of winning an order, winning or retaining a customer. And I suppose in personal life as well, domestic life, it's winning a pay rise, winning a new job, winning the company car, winning the bonus, etc. So there is a sense of triumph and achievement that's associated with successful negotiation. But really, negotiation is about progressing towards mutual opportunities, I would say.
Now, quite often in Hollywood movies, we see it as a case of, someone bangs it down and they will not be moved and, they're really solid and so on and so forth. Is that a good negotiation tactic?
It's horses for courses, really. I mean, in films like Wall Street and what have you, you get used to this idea of the hard-nosed negotiator, plays hard and fast, etc. And I think that is certainly true in some sectors and some businesses, probably. But I think as we move towards more, should I say, enlightened and global view of things, people are getting more considerate. They realize that continuity and longevity of relationships is important. So it doesn't really pay dividends to upset the other party. It may give you a gain in the short term, but it's not really going to work out best for both parties in the long term.
And why do you think having at least some level of negotiation skill in life is a good idea?
I think that when we look back at what we've done in our life, we tend to look at the milestones such as jobs, rises, getting married, big parties, holidays, etc. And part of that association can be positive in terms of negotiation, buying that watch as a present at a slightly reduced price, perhaps, or being able to keep that holiday on a reserved option for longer than would be the norm whilst you suss out your travelling partner's plans. So I think that, on both major and minor issues, it can make a difference. But at the end of the day, being realistic, negotiation is really a lubricant for life to proceed. So it tends to be the events and the things themselves rather than the actual negotiation that'll stick in people's minds.
And what do you think motivates people during a negotiation process?
I think the phrase you used earlier, winning, is important. I think there is a sense of competition. I think there's a sense that people need to improve upon previous results and need to perhaps really exploit the potential that they perceive as present in that situation. So I think people are motivated. I personally find negotiation an exciting concept, an exciting process. Some people are scared of it because you have to confront things potentially like prices, numbers, discounts, competition, etc., which can, of course, be quite frightening issues. So I think it depends on how, to a certain extent, you're hardwired and also on your own life experience, really.
And how different is negotiation if you're on the selling side or the buying side?
If you're asking me that, I would say very little, to be honest with you, because negotiation is really about being clear about what you want to achieve, preparing yourself to achieve that, and then applying the skills you have as best as possible. And I think that applies equally to buying as it does to selling.
And is there something you think that people tend to do over and over again, which is a classic negotiation mistake?
That's a very good question. I haven't been asked that before. I think that differs with each person. With me, for example, you could say I'm a little bit focused on the end result and I may tend to sort of rush towards that. Some people, aren't so strong with numbers and figures. So they could feel a little bit lost from that point of view. And I think the important thing with all of these life skills is to recognize where you can improve and really work on those areas to make sure that next time you have that opportunity, you perform a little bit better than you did this time. It's a state of constant improvement, really.
In that case, would you say it's something that you're not born necessarily with those skills, but it's definitely something you can develop?
I think there are people, to be honest with you, that are born with certain skills. And certainly if you look at the tycoons on the planet, I think everyone would agree that they are natural negotiators, or certainly natural communicators, as well as probably having a whole heap of charisma to go along with it. But I think that most of these life skills can be learned very successfully, including negotiation. Negotiation is, after all, a subset of effective communication skills. And just through living, we get better at communicating through social circumstances, through work relationships, all sorts of interactions we have with other people. Means we get better at communications, which will help us in negotiations in the long term.
That's Craig McGregor from the Guildford Business College.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.